Hello and welcome to Fraser 365. My name is Chris Montgomery, Senior Pastor of Fraser Church in Montgomery, Alabama. Thank you for joining us on this journey as we study the life of the prophet Jonah and discover our life mission. This is day 18 of Jonah. Today's title is 40 Days to Judgment Day. C.H. Spurgeon said, "Time shall be no more when judgment comes, and when time is not more, change is impossible." Our text today is Jonah 3, verses 3 through 4. Now Nineveh was an exceedingly great city, 3 days' journey in breadth. Jonah began to go into the city, going a day's journey, and he called out, "Yet 40 days, and Nineveh shall be overthrown." The Bible says that Nineveh was an exceedingly great city, 3 days' journey in breadth. It was the most populous city of the ancient Assyrian Empire. It was located at the intersection of important north-south and east-west trade routes, and its close proximity to the Kosar River, a tributary of the Great Tigris River, made it fertile agricultural land as well. Jonah's description of Nineveh's greatness centers on the size of Nineveh. Jonah 3:3 says it was great because it was 3 days' journey in breadth. This describes Nineveh's large land area. In biblical times, a day's journey was approximately 20 miles. So, Jonah's description means that the area of Nineveh was about 60 miles in circumference. Jonah 4:11 tells us that Nineveh had a population of 120,000 people at that time. Thus, Jonah's assignment to preach judgment on all of Nineveh covered much land and people. Jonah started preaching on the first day of his arrival. He covered 20 miles of preaching on the first day because Scripture says he covered a day's journey. For an entire day, Jonah walked as he cried out, "Yet 40 days, and Nineveh shall be overthrown." The word Jonah used for overthrown is the same word used to describe the destruction of Sodom found in Genesis 19:25. It is the Hebrew word hafak, and it means to overturn and conquer. It's interesting to note that in Scripture, 40 is the number that symbolizes testing and discipline. In Genesis, it rained for 40 days and 40 nights. Moses spent 40 days on top of Mount Sinai to receive the Ten Commandments. 12 spies were deployed for 40 days to spy out the Promised Land. Israel wandered in the wilderness, and God tested them for 40 years. Jesus fasted for 40 days and 40 nights before he was tempted in the wilderness. Jonah walked across one-third of that great city proclaiming God's judgment would come in 40 days. Nineveh had a 40-day test to decide whether or not God would spare them. It's by God's grace that he gave them time to repent. If they could confess their sins and turn to God over those 40 days, there was a chance God would not destroy them. The Psalms declare that God is gracious and merciful. Psalm 86:15 reads, "But you, O Lord, are God merciful and gracious, slow to anger and abounding in steadfast love and faithfulness." Psalm 9:7-8 reads, "But the Lord sits enthroned forever. He has established his throne for justice, and he judges the world with righteousness. He judges the peoples with uprightness." We should be thankful that God provides testing times before allowing his judgment to fall. Since no one knows how much time we have left before we stand before him as judge, we need to repent of any sins in our lives and turn back to God today. Consider these questions. How difficult do you think Jonah's assignment was for God? As we will soon discover, while Nineveh was great, God's grace is greater. If you had 40 days of testing from God, what would you do to ensure you would pass his test? How does God's character demand that his judgment fall on those who do not repent? How does it also require that his grace fall on those who turn and trust him? Join me in prayer. Lord, thank you for giving us a chance to repent. I pray that today we would take a moment and confess to you anything in our heart that is not fully sold out for you, so that we can turn our face to you fully and pursue the best that you have for us. In Christ's name, amen.